The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, bud. I really am. You know, we're rocking and rolling our way through February now here, and, you know, last week we had Puxatawny Phil tell us it's going to be a early spring this year, right? So let's hope he's right. And, you know, we're going along here, man. Everything's good.
Yeah, feels like it is flowing along here in the new year, and it's moving quick as always, right? So, you know, here we are.
Faster and faster the older we get, right, man?
Certainly feels that way.
Yeah, you know, Mike, before we get into the market and everything like that right now, I just want to give people a heads up out there about, remember that scam telephone message I got the other day?
Yeah.
So, you know, I got this message on my phone here, and it was telling me that it was the IRS, and you know, I want to actually try something here, Mike, and I'm going to see if I can play this for the people to hear it. And I don't know if this is going to work or not. Let's see.
This call is from the Department of Social Security Administration. The reason you have received this phone call from our department is to inform you that we just suspend your Social Security number because we found some suspicious activity. So if you want to know about this case, just press 1. Thank you.
What do you think about that, my man?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, obviously a scam, right? And obviously, you know, people should not respond to it. And, you had said from the IRS, but just to correct you, it's Social Security Administration, so people aren't confused. And, yeah, and there's also calls that go out. You know, I've received calls to my house. Hi, this is the IRS, you know, like the IRS. If you don't respond now, there's going to be, action, all types of stuff. So, unfortunately, as obvious as these seem,
they always seem
to trick somebody. And really, what they're really preying upon is not to, you know, point fingers, but elderly people that get nervous and startled when they receive that call.
Typically, right. You're correct.
What they're hoping for.
So what I want to do is I want to remind everybody out there is that Social Security doesn't call you. The IRS does not call you. They communicate via U.S. Postal Service with you. So, you know, always be careful. Never give your Social Security number out, you know, all that kind of stuff, especially on the telephone. And, you know, just always be overly cautious because these things are going out, you know, repeatedly. And, you know, I got it a couple of times, as a matter of fact, on my cell phone, you know, that telephone call with the message. So just wanted to give people a heads up on that to make sure they're paying attention to it.
Yeah, that's certainly.
So here we are, Mike. You know, we're second week of February. And, you know, the markets have certainly had a nice beginning to the year. Here, you know, we've got, you know, a good start, probably the best start that we've had in I forget how long that, you know, they said in, you know, in the markets here. And we've got the Dow back up to, you know, like 25,000 range, you know, and you know that's pretty good. And the S&P is back up to the, you know, 26 flirting with 27 range, you know. So it really has been a good start to the year and a good comeback for the markets from where they ended in 2018.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, I think also another big thing that's out there is a lot of the major corporations have come out and given their earnings for December 31st. And we kind of made it through that period. I'm going to say without any real, you know, oh, this is a continuing, you know, disaster. Corporate America's falling flat on its face. That's not the vibe or the feeling that you got from it. So it seems like, you know, all things seem pretty steady, although we went through a period there at the end of the year that people were saying, you know, very rocky and, oh, troubles and all this. So here we are. So, you know, you roll forward.
Yeah. But what is very important, and it's one of the things that we speak about on the radio often, Mike, and we've spoken about it together in the office when we've had discussions about, you know, what are we going to do to help people and what are we going to talk about on the radio and that nature, is that people are, in my opinion, just way too complacent with, you know, things that are going on with their funds right now. They just don't pay attention to them. And, you know, I think we're guilty of telling people to have a good strategy in place, one that you have faith in. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be altered at periods of time. And I think that people just think, yeah, just let it go.
Right. Complacency is a major problem. You're absolutely right. And you and I have discussed this because, you know, sometimes we feel like we come across as like, okay, you know, no big disaster going on out there in the financial markets or the economy, you know, as I just said, roll forward. But, you know, you can't be complacent with your financial world, if you will. And even if you're not complacent and you do have plans in place, there's always, you know, review and changes and things happen along the way. So I guess, Doug, when, for the person that's really done nothing, for lack of better words, okay, I guess there's a fine line there, right, between being, I'm going to leave it this way and just go forward versus something should be looked into and something should be done. And that's where the trick is, if you will. What side of the line am I on?
Well, I think, Mike, that there's a I'm not going to say a third side to the line because there can't be a third side, but there's three segments. And then you also have the people that are just overly reactive to everything that goes on. And I think the secret sauce in the successful investment recipe, if you will, is in the middle.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I always refer to it as, you know, try to stay balanced. You know, don't get too crazy. Don't be complacent and don't be the over aggressive. Try to have that balance, you know, do the right thing.
Who do you think is worse off, the financial ostrich or the overactive person that's always messing around and tinkering with it? What your gut had to tell you, who do you think's worse off?
Overreactive, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
But not, you don't know, right?
Not really sure.
Excuse me, Doug.
You know what I really worry about? I worry about when we see large volatility in the market, especially like what we had at the last quarter of the year in December. I worry about the folks that really make decisions at the wrong time. To me, those are the real killers. You know what I'm saying? And I saw a lot of people do it back in 2008, and we saw people do it back in 2001, right? I mean, those were some people made some just real bad decisions at the wrong time.
Sure.
And that's the one that always stirs me.
Oh, well, that's one of the functions of our job, I believe, too, right, is to prevent people from making the wrong decision at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Sometimes doing nothing is the right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And sometimes doing something is the right thing to do. And that's where the whole balancing of it comes together. And, you know, there's lots of research papers out there that, you know, that we've read over the years that, you know, will tell us, you know, the group of people who do nothing ever and just a financial ostrich, what are the pitfalls that they face and what are the pitfalls that the hyperactive person faces? And it always seems like to me, and this isn't scientific, this is just me saying it, my opinion, is that the middle group, the balanced group, seems to typically have less pitfalls along the way, potential pitfalls that they have to pay attention to.
I believe so, you know, and you know, I do. And, you know, I know that the over-aggressive, the tinkering ones, I know what they do, so I have a better beat on them. That's why I think they're the group that tends to fail more. The complacent one, the problem is okay, so you're choosing to do nothing, but I really don't know what you have.
Right.
To say, you get what I'm saying? I know the aggressive one is the one that's tinkering and changing investments and, get me in and get me out at the wrong times and trying to time the market and making all the classic financial mistakes.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question then. In our experience and all the years that we've been in this business since the early 1990s, which of those people do you think is harder to change their habits? Who is easier to get them to the middle of the road?
The complacent ones.
Much easier, right?
Yeah,
because the tinkerers are hard, man.
The complacent ones, once you get them to take that first step and you get them to do it, which is the hardest step for them, they're okay.
Because they got
converted.
And then they have a partner, working with them.
They're glad
along
being
with
complacent
us.
Again, but they handed it off to advisors like us.
Yeah. The hyperactive person, the overactive person, thinks they're a money manager. And they think that they're acting like that because somewhere they've received a narrative that allows them to believe that they could probably do better on their own, and that they, for some reason, believe that the most successful people financially in the world are the ones that make often trades or often, portfolio adjustments. And that's typically, not normal.
The other thing, too, Doug, that's kind of for that group of people is, as you always say, the market goes up a lot more than it goes down. Otherwise, we wouldn't be at 25,000 on the Dow. We'd be at zero.
Right.
And that, in a sense, gives them a window of time when things are going good that they're doing great, they're the manager. And then the minutes, they're so used to it that when something goes wrong, chaos ensues.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. They start with the bad decisions and getting irrational, and they don't know how to handle it or deal with it. That's where that crew goes wrong.
Yeah, it's a real, it's a real good point. It's all valid stuff, and we just want to make sure that the listeners out there, you fall in one of the three camps. I mean, I don't think that there's another camp that you can fall into. Either you're the financial ostrich and you do nothing, you were already, take a balanced approach to your financial life, or you're hyperactive. You've got to fall into one of those three camps.
Sure.
Right? So, we just want you to, to take a few minutes and think about yourself and be honest with yourself and say, where do I fall and in what area do I feel is probably the best spot for me? And then take it from there.
Sure. I think, Doug, what we're saying is that, again, you and I talked about this and how do we come across when we talk like this? The opening segment of the show, we talk about the current markets, the economy. And I think sometimes, like you said, I think we feel like we're just saying, you're okay. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Which is true to certain people. But you can't take that literally for people. Like you said, because of the three camps, that means something to everybody different.
Yeah.
You follow?
Well, the reality of the situation, Mike, is financial planning means different things to different people now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's no one blanket thing. The only problem is the challenge that we have in our business and in speaking to the public and letting them know that we're capable of helping them is overcoming what the public's general opinion is of what financial planning is. And it's my belief that the public's general opinion of financial planning means some sort of investments.
Sure.
As opposed to designing a financial life and using different vehicles, savings accounts, so on and so forth, to accomplish goals and objectives. It's an overall approach to your money. It's not, let's just get out there and buy some investments and hope we hit a grand slam.
Right. And you know where I struggle a little bit, Doug, and I think you're going to probably agree with me, is that all week long, we're dealing with our clients
mm-hmm.
that are doing it a certain way,
Yep.
And then we come on the air and we're speaking to this broad audience of all different camps, as you broke it down into.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like I'm speaking to my clients, how or my thoughts are trending to that side. And you're right. There's a lot of people that are just in different camps and they're not doing it the way we do it or the way we like our clients to do it.
Yeah, you know,
did you follow me on that? You know,
totally. And I think our approach is valid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we've been at it for a long time, and I do think that our approach towards setting up financial strategies for our clients is has been validated over time. You know, and
how to handle volatility, and you know what, you know, all the different things, and you know, risk and setting goals, and all the things we do to try to craft a good plan for each and individual client. And everybody's plan is different to a certain degree, right? I mean, but it's just tough when we come on the air and you're speaking to people that, like you said, the ostrich just is completely complacent. It's never done a thing. Or, you know, we'll call the other person, you know, Crazy Louie that's making a move every 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's and I think that the ostrich is the ostrich because they don't understand the financial world and they're afraid of it. They're afraid of the unknown. And I think the person who, you know, is constantly making moves thinks they're smarter than they are.
Sure.
You know? All right. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. And, you know, Mike, one of the things that we haven't spoken about in a while, and the reason that I do want to speak about it now is because, lo and behold, it's been happening, you know, over the last, you know, couple of months where it's impacted some people out there. So, you know, it's impacting other people. And that is, Mike, what to do when you're receiving an inheritance, right? We spend a lot of time talking to people about planning for leaving inheritances behind and that kind of stuff. We spend a lot of time on estate planning. We don't spend enough time on inheritance receiving because that is an extremely overwhelming thing for many, many people. It's a lot of money that many people are not used to handling in their lifetime.
Absolutely. And you know, Doug, the amazing thing is right, a lot of times this inheritance that they're getting is a sign of success that, we'll just say, their parents were able to establish and do through their lifetime, and you know, hence they're leaving this inheritance, this nice pot of inheritance. And so many people, when they get this, say they don't understand, how do I stay or make this money successful in my lifetime now?
Right. Okay? And also, Mike, how about just the part, mom or dad died, or what do I got to do now?
Correct.
Right? So let's start with that. So the first thing is, number one, we want to emphasize this to you, is relax. You don't need to rush to do anything right now. Okay? You do not make... You give yourself a chance to deal with the emotional grief of losing a loved one.
Well said, Doug. You know, so many people think that the minute, you know, the mom or dad dies and the money's going to be, has to be passed down, they think there's an immediate, when I mean immediate in time, that has to be done, transactions, and this needs to be done, and that needs to be done, and hurry up. And that's farthest from the truth.
Right. Now, the reality is, you can take up to 5 years to close out an estate. We don't encourage that. Yeah. That is a long time. I mean, I guess there could be some sort of reason or another that you would do it, but we don't encourage that either. But we tell you that because it is sometimes a feeling, and I know this because we've experienced it, where people have called in, oh, what do I need to do right now? Nothing at the moment. Okay, just let's take our time here. And if anybody tells you need to rush and do something, run away from them as quickly as you can.
Hey, Doug, doesn't it feel like to you, I mean, what's the standard, you know, on estates that our clients that we generally have to settle? What time frame would you put on it?
Okay, if there's real estate involved, a little bit longer, okay? But if there's no real estate involved, if it's just the investment part of it, 3 months.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I thought a little bit longer.
Three to six?
Because I think time just kind of goes by and people are working and doing things and they got to, you know, be able to do this or that. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess
So I guess let me understand what you're asking then.
How long does it take to settle an estate? So in other words, mom and dad dies. There's all kinds of assets in their name. It has to be distributed. It has to be passed down. I got to get everything done, probate, okay. The whole deal.
About a year. Yeah. A little bit less than a year.
Yeah.
Okay, what I was referring to was, when do we get the ball rolling? When do we move the assets to the estate accounts and that kind of stuff? Which important for people to understand, too, is that, you know, their assets, if there's not a beneficiary designation on it, it's going through a will. You know, you have to set up an estate account to put the assets in and inventory them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's important, too. But again, nothing that has to take, you know, a rush. Now, once you do that, Mike, then the second thing is to take ownership of the assets and discuss any tax or legal issues with your tax or legal advisor to find out, all right, do I owe any income tax on this? Is there any inheritance tax on this? Mm-hmm. You know, what's the situation? Or how do I properly change the title of the asset into my name?
Sure. And a lot of that too, Doug, where there's always a kind of tax arrow is dealing with IRAs, right? You know, there's an IRA. How do I... More often than not, right, Doug, assets are the two of the largest assets are generally the IRA and the home.
Yeah.
That's what we find. Right?
Close running in there could be a life insurance policy.
Right. But for the most part. So really where the tax arrow is kind of pointed is how do I deal with this IRA? What happens? How do I deal with it? And like you said, that's when you have to get huddle with your advisors and say, how do I handle this?
Right. And, you know, it's handling it on your own is... I think risky business, right? Is at that point in time, you could potentially do something wrong. I have seen people, Mike, that have done it wrong. And one of the things that they've done wrong is that they could, here's two classic examples that people should think about whether they want to do it this way or not. I have seen a husband or wife take an IRA asset from their deceased spouse and put it into an inherited IRA rather than put it into their own IRA. All right? You have a whole set of different rules when you take it and you put it into an inherited IRA. If it's your spouse, you don't need to do that. If it's a non-spouse, you need to do that. So I've seen that happen. And then the other thing that I've seen happen, Mike, is that people have just liquidated the account and got nailed with the income taxes right then and there. We're talking about retirement accounts here. Nailed with the income taxes right then and there.
Well, and again, they liquidate it because they see that as being a large asset, and I should go grab that first because that's the largest, you know, or, you know, we'll distribute that out. And
I think they liquidate it, Mike, because they don't understand.
Well, yeah, of course they don't understand.
Right. That's why I think
that's a given. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because they haven't sought good, competent advice on what to do.
Right.
You know? Yeah. All right, so first thing we want you to do is relax, take your time. Second thing is then you're going to eventually take receipt of the asset. Now, the third thing, Mike, is that we want you to understand what it is that you inherited. What did you just inherit? Did you just inherit some sort of financial vehicle that you're unfamiliar with? Did you just inherit some sort of stocks or bonds or, you know, some other thing? And you need to know, what did I just get?
Great. And, you know, Doug, steps one and two are really part of the journey. And people think after that, well, I'm kind of done. But really now you're kind of talking about, what did I get and how does that apply to my financial world?
Yeah.
How's that piece going to fit into my financial puzzle going forward?
Yeah, well, that's the fourth step, right? So, you know, in the third step here is get the asset. And I want you to learn about the asset. You see, Mike, here's a biggie. If you just inherited, you know, some sort of financial instrument that you don't really know what it is. Let's say that you just inherited some shares of stock that you've never owned before and you're not savvy in that area. Well, I think that you ought to take some time to learn about what are stocks. Now, I don't expect you to become an expert on it, but learn a little bit about the asset beforehand. If you inherited some bonds, learn what are these bonds that I have here, right?
Sure.
And then the next step is what you just alluded to, which is a natural progression. Is now I have this asset, I know what this asset is, how does it fit into my financial life? Or does it even fit into my financial life?
And to me, that's a little bit of you're now into the transition stage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you know, what did I inherit, right? What does it mean? You know, what is it? And not only what is it, Doug, but what's tax implications, et cetera, so on. And then how does that transition into my world? Okay, of these factors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a big step. And that's where a lot of that, you know, I was talking about trying to take a successful inheritance and keeping it successful.
Right.
Okay, that's the big part right there. It's going into that transition of, okay, mom and dad had it. They did a great job. Like you said, Doug, maybe they owned stock. Maybe they made a lot of money. Maybe they collected a lot of dividends. Whatever. Now, how does it fit into my world to keep this thing rolling successfully?
Yeah, and Mike, there's two of the biggest mistakes that are made is, first of all, is a rush to judgment. Okay. You know, they don't take their time and they relax. They rush to it. Then a second mistake is that people, for some reason or another, believe that because their parent owned a financial instrument, they should maintain that out of respect, out of legacy, whatever it is. And I'm a big believer in the fact that your parent, if that's who left it to you, your grandparent, whomever left it to you, would want you to use that money in the best way for you now. So, you know, what the financial instrument that you inherited might not be appropriate for you anymore, might not be appropriate for you at all. But some people get emotionally attached to it. And that's a problem that we see often.
Yeah, emotional attachment, right, to that, and not only to the success it brought to the parents, but just the fond thinking of the parents. You know, dad knew a lot, mom knew a lot about investments. You know, so why should I deviate from this? Right, I should probably stay the course if they did well. But again, how old was mom and dad?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Were they in their 80s and maybe they needed this because of that thing, and maybe you're in your 40s or, you know, what have you. So
you could have, Mike, a situation which is common where a parent accumulated shares of a stock of a company that they worked for.
Right.
Right. And over the years, let's just say that company grew. And so therefore the share price grew and grew and grew. But as they got older, let's say it was like a big pharmaceutical company or something like that. Well, growth slows down and it now becomes, you know, more of a dividend paying machine. Yeah. So it provided the parents in this scenario with potentially the best of both worlds. It gave them growth while they were working and income while they were retired. And if you receive it, well, now it's just maybe just an income play and it might not be appropriate for you.
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
You know, so there's many different things that that come into play. And then, Mike, the last thing on our list here today to you know, to have people do and pay attention to is that now you need to create a plan for yourself to reflect this new asset, to reflect your new inheritance plan for yourself, your new estate plan, you know, because your wealth may have just significantly changed from what it was previously, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Doug, I mean, you know, you might have went from, you know, being okay and having a decent sum of money to you, who knows how much you inherited, and let's
right.
just assume it's a large sum of money. Well, the same way mom and dad had that money and they had to set up inheritance planning for you, well, now that money goes to you. You really stepped into mom and dad's shoes, and although you're a lot younger than when they passed away, who knows?
Right.
So it becomes an issue day one.
Yeah, so make sure that the planning is appropriate for you and your family and your goals and objectives then at that point in time. And, you know, Mike, you don't know how much somebody inherited, right? If you inherited $300,000, $3 million, $10 million, whatever the number is, you know, that has changed your financial situation. So you need to now, you may not need to change anything, but you could be in need of making a change. You just got to look at it
right.
at the end of the day.
And it's interesting, Doug, we're talking about, you know, receiving inheritance, and what we can get out of this is that when you do receive inheritance, although it's considered a good thing, right? I can't really see anything negative, right? Why somebody wouldn't want inheritance.
Right.
But with it comes a lot of responsibility. And from the transition to working it into your world and making sure that someday you're doing the right thing with that money, you know, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with disinheritance. It's more than just saying, wow, you know, mom and dad left me $1 million. There's a lot of responsibility, and you need to make sure you're ready to do the right thing with it.
And Mike, we're going to wrap this segment up in a minute, but I do have to, you know, be frank with people right now who are listening to the show. There's a lot of parents out there that are worried about what's going to happen to their, you know, money and their legacy that they leave behind after they go. It seems more so now, maybe it's because our clients are getting older, I don't know, but more so now than ever before have they been bringing up to us, yeah, I'm a little worried about whether or not they're going to be responsible with the money when they get it.
Well, you know, they've had a track record to look at their children.
Right.
And again, there's camps, right? It's either, yeah, they're sharp, they're doing the right thing with their money, I know they'll do the right thing, or they've seen a little bit of a disaster along
yep.
the way, and they're worrying that this is just going to add to that disaster, and can't blame them for worrying. I mean, it is an issue. It needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. So that's going to wrap up this here segment, folks. You like that? This here segment.
Yeah.
Where am I? We're talking like that. And, you know, so that's things that you need to think about when you're receiving an inheritance. And, you know, you're going to hear another we got a couple dinners coming up here, Mike. They're going to hear a spot about this right now. We've got some dinners coming up on retirement investment strategies. And, you know, you're going to hear a spot about it, you know, now. And, you know, take advantage of it, by the way, to come on out and, you know, and enjoy the dinner with us, enjoy the content that you're going to hear about, because we really want to you know, help as many people as we want to. You do need to make a reservation. I'm going to let you know that there is, you know, a high number of reservations already made, so, you know, just be cognizant of that. That's all I want to say.
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Now is such an important time to make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of Your Financial Future are offering two complimentary no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies on February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River and February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Both workshops start start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk and maintain the potential for competitive returns, and avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. You'll receive a full-color workbook to take home. Best of all, they'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends. Seating is limited. Call to make your reservation now. 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. That's February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, or February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, and hope that you're enjoying it so far today. And, you know, we want to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate with your money. And, you know, Mike, we heard the dinner spots coming up. We got the 21st and the 28th, some great dinners coming up. People may have noticed that the one for the Barker restaurant had to be rescheduled out, which was fine. You know, no big deal. Just bumped out a couple of weeks. So good news for people who couldn't make it, you know, for the previous date of February 7th that, you know, we had to change that date. And now they've got another opportunity to come on out on the 28th of February for Barker.
Sure. So, yep. You know, noting that change, right?
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, Mike, one of our favorite times of the show here is, you know, what have you been up to lately so that we can give people an idea of, you know, some of the things that we help people with in their financial life and, you know, give them guidance to. So why don't you kick it off, bud?
Yeah, you know, Doug, getting, you know, kind of very, very busy, right? Because certainly the time of the year always does that to us, but really, really busy. But one thing that jumped off my page this week, had a chance to sit down and with an existing client. And, you know, came in for his review, sit down and want to review the year in review and where are we at, you know, and basically posed the question to me of, are you happy with what we did?
Are you happy with what we did? Okay.
Is there any need for any change? You know, just kind of checking. And we had a chance to sit down and revisit what we did and why we did it. Matter of fact, I even took him back and said, while we were reviewing getting ready for retirement, what we were doing and why we did it. And it kind of all just kicked in. And he said to me, the basic response was that he had forgotten about what we're doing, why we did it, and that. And he said, you know, he goes, I was starting to get worried about money a little bit. I was worrying about thinking about money a little too much, worrying like, am I okay? Is this going to last me for, you know, that type of mentality.
Normal.
Yeah. You know, just concerned. He hit a period of concern, and we just revisited all, and he forgot what we're doing, why we're doing it. We revisited his income stream, all that. And, you know, at the end of the meeting, the message really was is go live your life. Go live your lifestyle and stop worrying and, you know, And what we find, Doug, and you and I talk about this all the time, especially with the existing clients, they become unfocused. They forget what they're doing or why they're doing it or why sometimes there isn't any change needed, that type of mentality. And that's basically it.
Yeah, it's important, and you're right. We do sit and we talk about that, you know, kind of stuff in the office here, and what one of the cool things is that people don't see, and it would be neat, you know, if we could, you know, like do a reality show or something like that about ourselves in the office, because I think that people would really appreciate how much time we actually sit down discussing our individual clients and their situations and. You know, should we make any changes? Are they doing? I think that people would really get a good, you know, sense of that. It's not, we don't sit down and have these huge, you know, meetings about what do we think the market's going to do. We have meetings about our clients.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, our experiences, right? Our clients, our experiences with them. And you know, and by the way, this isn't the first client, you know, that kind of said like, oh, forgot. You know, like why we're doing what we're doing type of thing.
Yep.
And I always joke around and even when clients come in for the first time and I had a couple this week that came on board, you know, new client coming on board type of thing. And I always tell them, call me. And I say to them, if you don't call, it's your fault. Okay.
I mean,
if you forget, I said, clients are here and they're all ready, whether it's an existing client or a new client and they're yeah, I get it. I understand what we're doing it. And then 3 months down the road, they forgot.
Right.
Just like, you know, me learning something that I don't know about. Wait, what did he say? What has to be done? What switch, you know, like something around my house. It's the same type of feeling. And I say, call. It's okay. You know, don't lose. You know, if you lose that focus, pick up the phone and say, hey, say it again. What was the reason?
So, you know, Mike, I had one of the types of favorite meetings that you and I both enjoy having with our clients, with an existing client this week, came in and said, pulling the plug in November, turning 62 years old in November.
Okay.
I'm done. Fortunate gentleman's worked for a great company his whole life. He's going to have a pension plan coming through the door, but the pension plan wasn't enough. All right. It wouldn't, if it was just for the pension plan, they wouldn't have been able to do it. And, you know, what they came in for, he and his wife, to let me know this is the plan. So, you know, while we've been doing this all along, well, now we need to set up for income. Right. And what are we going to do, you know, moving forwards? And how are we going to go about this? And when should I start to take my Social Security? And when should I delay taking my Social Security and my pension? Should I take single life pension? Should I take joint and survivor? And I love this, Mike, because all the, you know, the guidance that we've given over the years on all the various different investment vehicles that they had are coming to fruition here. And now it's go time. Right. You know, a lot of times we're working towards a goal, right? Now it's kickoff time. It's game time, baby. And it's what we love.
Right. And you know, Doug, that's, you know, just when it comes to the retirement planning, you know, existing clients, I'll say it's been planned out and, you know, ready to pull the plug. And we've said it many times, existing clients have come in and they've changed dates on us. I'm going to go in January. Nah, I pushed it back to May, you know, et cetera, so on. But we're ready to go because we've been working up to this point. So
right.
It's not like a surprise, not like, oh, where did this come from? Now, conversely, for people that are out there that don't have a plan and they're looking to pull the plug, then you need to sit down with us as soon as possible.
Yeah, you kind of want to do it beforehand.
Right. You want to get this laid out so you know it's ready to go. And we do see a lot of that, right? That we do see a lot of new clients coming through the door this time of the year because they're saying to themselves, I want to be done at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to be done.
Well, one of the fun things about this appointment with these folks in particular, Mike, is that, you know, they are very typical. And what I mean by that is that they want to go now. Now they're worried. Okay, you know, can we go? Will we have enough income? And, you know, as often happens, when we sat down and we went through it, you know, all the different, you know, types of accounts they had, their retirement savings at work, their individual retirement accounts, their regular savings accounts, you know, so on and so forth, their potential retirement income is going to far exceed what they need to, to live on. So it was really it's really awesome. Now I can't wait. They're going to come back in again in about a, you know, a week or so, 2 weeks, and I'm going to say, this to me looks like the plan as of today. Something could change between now and November, right? You know, financial instruments might change between now and then. Who knows? But as of today, here's the plan, and it's going to be rock and roll time, and that's sure. Really important. You know, really important and really a lot of fun. You know,
oh, it's always fun when people succeed.
Yeah, Mike, I had a face to face meeting. I had a telephone conversation with a radio show listener this week who called in and basically said to me, I don't know if I'm, you know, an ideal client for you guys. And, you know, so I spent about 10 or 15 minutes on the radio with the woman. I mean, on the telephone with the woman and, you know, going over her situation. And one of the things that I think is important for our listeners to know out there is that we don't have a quote unquote typical client.
No, everybody's situation's different, Doug. So there's, you know, people that have a lot of the same issues, but they're not, it's not per se typical.
And levels of wealth, too.
Right.
You know, we've got some extremely wealthy people, some people who only have a couple $100,000. You know, we go in the whole spectrum there. But I think it was, you know, important to emphasize to the, you know, to the person while we were having, you know, on the telephone is that, and by the way, does seem like a good fit for you and I. So, you know, hopefully we're going to, you know, get together with her and help her out. Single, divorced, you know, late 50s, that kind of, you know, situation right there where been divorced for a couple of years. Husband, you know, kind of kept an eye on all that stuff, you know, beforehand while they were married. So all new to her, but just sitting kind of status quo with what she got in their separation agreement. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, you know, so going over that kind of stuff. So that was an interesting telephone conversation. What else you got?
What else we got, Doug? I'm trying to think. Just a lot of stuff going on. People, a lot of stuff going on with this whole, people seem to me, the beat is this, they seem a little unsettled with their tax situation because of the new tax law. So they're kind of not anxious, but they're looking forward to hearing what it's going to be for this year. I'm getting a lot of that discussions of people saying, hey, I'm running to sit down with my CPA now. You know,
right.
I'm going to be getting together and they're kind of trying to get their house in order. Hearing a little bit about that. Be honest with you, I'm kind of looking forward to hearing what the results turned out to be.
Yeah, sure.
I'm kind of.
Yeah, always are.
Yeah.
And another appointment, as you know, Mike, with the son-in-law of a client who's getting older. And, you know, not really capable of taking care of herself. And she's made the son-in-law the power of attorney on, you know, all of her stuff. So, you know, I had him in and we sat down and we did some talking and some reviewing of assets. And, you know, it's always sad when you hear that, you know, somebody needs to have an aide come to their house to help them. But the other side, the flip side of that coin, Michael, is that when, you know, you see that the person was prepared in a sense for this and has the assets to be able to, you know, afford to do that and retain some dignity going into, you know, this area of their life. It's, you know, that's the rewarding part of it. But overall, and why I'm bringing this up is that you got to prepare for this kind of stuff. It's crummy. I know it. You do, but you got to prepare for it.
Well, you know, Doug, I got to say this is that, you know, retirement, although, you know, you want to plan for the lifestyle and the enjoyment of it, right? The neat vacations and all that. But truth be told is we're all living a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, since you and I have been practicing 20 some odd years, we're seeing a lot more of people needing help, needing
yep.
that aid, needing to spend money on the medical care, if you will. And it's becoming a big part of it, of addressing that in people's retirement plans because it's real. But now the hard thing is, you know, you're 65, let's just say you're retiring. You're not thinking of it. You're not feeling it now. But when we cash you out 25, 30 years, it's certainly starting to become real for a lot of our clients that are in that age bracket.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, one of the things that the client appreciated was that had asked me a question about prepaid funerals. You know, I didn't know the answer, but in my network of people, I had somebody who would know the answer, you know. So we were able to just, while he was sitting there, pick up the telephone, make a telephone call, and ask, you know, ask a question about, you know, the prepaid funeral. So it's just like nice to know that, you know, we've got a nice network of professionals that we can reach out to when we don't know the answers to questions, because we do know that we do not know the answers to all the questions, but we typically, you know, have an avenue to go to find it.
Of course. And, you know, Doug, for years, we always talked about, you know, building a good, solid team, right? The financial advisor, guys like you and I, the qualified CPA, mm-hmm. a good CPA, and a good attorney for the estate planning, the will and stuff. So there's certainly teams that should be built, and because not everybody has the answer to the other person's what they're doing.
Yep, 100%. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this segment. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Now is such an important time to make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of Your Financial Future are offering two complimentary no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies on February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River and February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Both workshops start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk, and maintain the potential for competitive returns, and avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. You'll receive a full-color workbook to take home. Best of all, they'll be offering a complimentary no-cost consultation to everyone who attends. Seating is limited. Call to make your reservation now. 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. That's February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River or February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're getting some good value out of the show here. And, you know, as you listen to the show, you know, you heard us at the beginning of the show talk about the importance of paying attention to your money and where do you fall on the spectrum. You know, are you in one of the three categories? Are you a financial ostrich? Are you balanced in the middle? Or are you a hyperactive, you know, let me, you know, try to tinker with, you know, all my investments and all my money on a regular basis? And, you know, where do you fall in there? And really give yourself some sort of, feeling or honest opinion about where that you fall in the whole spectrum and where that you think that you may, you know, be appropriately. And, you know, maybe you should be in a balanced area. And, you know, as Mike and I spoke about, the hardest group of people it feels like to get, you know, to reevaluate and reconsider a different approach is the one that's hyperactive. But the financial ostrich, we can typically help, excuse me, and get going, you know, easier. And, you know, we want to make sure that you're aware that you're always welcome to call us for a complimentary consultation with no obligation and no cost to sit down and go over your situation. And we'll explain things to you in an easy to understand manner. That's one of the things that we really, you know, stick to. And it's very important to us at Wealth Management Group is that we explain things to people in an easy to understand manner. And then the next segment of the show, you heard us talk about inheritance receiving very common that you'll hear us talk about estate planning and inheritance planning and you know, what you should do to make sure that when you're not here anymore, your assets go to people as tax efficiently and as expediently as you'd like them to. But there's another side of that equation, and that the other side of that equation is receiving the money. And what are you going to do with it when you receive it? And for a lot of people out there, it's very, very overwhelming to receive an inheritance, because a lot of times it's money, it's a liquid amount of money that you have never had before, and you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to handle it. And, you know, sometimes you make mistakes. So we went through different things, and just to reiterate in that segment, the what we feel is one of the important things to do is just take your time. You have time. You don't need to make any knee-jerk reactions or knee-jerk decisions when it comes to that kind of stuff. So, you know, be patient when you're going along with that, and then understand what it is that you inherited. Does it fit into your plan? How does it fit into your plan? Does it not fit into your strategy? Do you need to change it? And then make sure that your planning work has kept up to date with the new wealth that you have as a result of receiving that money. And then you heard a spot about dinners that we have coming up. We would like for you to join us, Aqua Blue in Toms River on February 21st, or Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes on February 28th. There's still some seats available for both of those. So we want to make sure that you take advantage of that. And it's a really going to be a nice evening out. Good meal. It's going to be about 90 minutes long. You're not going to be there all night. And, you know, there's no cost. There's no obligation to attend that either. And then you heard us talk about a different array of ways in which that we help people. And there's many different ways. So if it's related to your money, we may have a good solution or a good strategy or something that could be beneficial for you to consider. So we would like for you to do that. I want to remind you also that we have our website. Is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. Always feel free to go out to the website and check it out, and you know, give us a call. We'll answer any questions for you. If you've listened to the whole show, you heard me in the one segment tell you that I did have about a 10 to 15 minute telephone conversation with a radio show listener during the week this past week, who wanted to, you know, find out, would we be a match to work together? She's somebody that we could help. And, you know, divorced woman and, you know, in her late 50s. And, you know, as it turns out, I feel as though we're a good match to work together. So we'll see where that goes. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope we brought you some good value. Do us a favor. Make sure that you, you know, don't procrastinate with your money. Don't put it off any longer than you need to. We're here to help you. We're here to guide you and advise you. We want you to take advantage of that. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. Do us a favor. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Now is such an important time to make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. None of us are getting any younger, and money is a key ingredient to living a comfortable retirement lifestyle. The hosts of Your Financial Future are offering two complimentary no-obligation dinner workshops to help you with your retirement investment strategies on February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River and February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Both workshops start at 6:30 and run for about 90 minutes. The presentation focuses on sound strategies that may help you calculate the cost of your retirement, understand how tax laws can affect your investments, invest for growth potential, income, and stability, take a balanced approach to investing and pursuing your goals, determine the long-term allocation of funds that matches your investing profile, make informed decisions regarding which investments might best suit your needs, help reduce investment risk, and maintain the potential for competitive returns, and avoid common pitfalls faced by today's retirees. You'll receive a full-color workbook to take home. Best of all, they'll be offering a complimentary, no-cost consultation to everyone who attends. Seating is limited. Call to make your reservation now. 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. That's February 21st at Aqua Blue in Toms River, or February 28th at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. Call 855-262-3722 to register.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.